In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, Pleasantville resident Pleasant Bud. Welcome, Bud.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Andy. Nice to be here.
It's great to be with you. Now, is that where the Pleasant comes from, Pleasantville?
Yes, it does.
It's a good thing you don't live in Flushing.
Yes, it's true.
Would have had a whole different approach to your career.
As a matter of fact, I did live in Flushing.
It seems from your bio that you've lived in a lot of interesting places, right?
I spent some time in the Midwest as a small child. I was born in Jersey City. I consider myself from Jersey City.
How old were you when you had your first gig in Jersey City?
My first bar was in Jersey City. I was 14. My band figured we'd be famous by the time we were 15. so we started off in a bar in Jersey City.
How did they let you in at 14?
Well, things were a little bit easier back then. These were rather connected bars. If you ever saw the TV show The Sopranos, these are the people that seem to own these bars. I mean, it wasn't a bad thing, and they weren't bad people, I guess.
You played in Dublin, Ireland, too. How'd that go?
My wife and I took a coach tour of Ireland, which is basically an Irish name for a bus. And
a coach.
It was kind of funny. There were a crew on the tour from Alabama. They were a church group from Alabama,
mm-hmm.
And they didn't seem to like us that much.
Sure,
we were from New York, and we were loud, and we laughed a lot, and we were always the last ones on the bus. Suddenly, the band at the pub said, "Does anybody here play the guitar?" These folks had known that, and I wasn't sure if maybe they were setting me up, but I said, yeah, I play the guitar. I play a few songs. And then I did Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, and then we were all friends.
Ring of Fire brings everyone together of all nationalities.
Oh, yes, including Alabama.
Rule number one, Pleasant Bud, don't be shy when it comes to your music career. Don't be shy.
I've never been shy about that.
Opportunity knocks. You answer
every
day. You answer, right? In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Pleasant Bud from Pleasantville. What happened in Santa Barbara, California? You got a lot of stories.
I was with a band out there, and we were living in Eugene, Oregon. And we packed six of us and a dog in the van with all our belongings and decided to move down to L.A. because Eugene was a great place, but not if you wanted to be a pop star. The four of us in the band... We rode up to Santa Barbara to play this gig so we could make some money for the second month's rent, and nobody came.
That sounds about right.
The bar didn't make any money, and they said we could take as much food as we wanted. But we were vegetarians because we were so cool living in Eugene, and the only thing they had that we could eat as vegetarians was peanuts. So we walked out of there with three bags of peanuts. We got paid in peanuts.
Paid in peanuts. Rule number two, be resourceful and work for food once in a while, right? Your mom apparently was not terribly encouraging to you. What was the effect on you?
She was and is a very tough woman, a very strong woman. She raised three kids by herself, myself being one of them, and we all turned out pretty okay. There was something... that I played her one time, and she said, you know, I really didn't like your voice that much, but you did that one okay.
I like the way she qualified it. You know, I really don't like your voice, son, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Your song Waterline I like. Waterline is just you and a guitar, which is perfect because the song is about that universal issue of never having enough money, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was sitting at the computer one night paying the bills, you know, point, click, click, points. And I noticed that the outgo was getting bigger than the income. And I thought, well, rather than pay the bills, let me write a song. And I cranked out most of that song in about 20 minutes.
Has that song, Waterline, made you a penny, Bud?
That song has not made me a penny by itself, but it has brought me to places where I've done shows and made a penny, even sometimes six or seven pennies.
Rule number three in music, you never know, so always be on your top of your game, right?
You never know, right. You never know who you're going to run into and where.
What's your website? Do you have one? You've got a computer, we just heard that.
I do have a website, pleasantbud.com. Yeah, I post a lot on my YouTube page, which is just Pleasant Bud, all one word as well.
On YouTube. How about gigs coming up in the Hudson Valley? Anything?
I have some local farmers markets, which are the new version of the nightclub.
Right, sure.
For a musician who needs to get paid. And I'll be at the Bedford Hills Farmers Market Thursday, the 8th of September. I've got a few other shows. I'll be with my band, Nanny Hagen Creek. We play at the Pleasantville Circle of Friends. That'll be September 10th here in Pleasantville. I'll be at a couple other farmers markets around, one over in Piermont. I'll be over in Ossining as well. And I'll be with one of my other band projects, All-Wheel Drive, in October up at the Embark in Peekskill.
He's Pleasant Bud. Check him out wherever fresh vegetables are sold and go to his website. And let's hear one of his songs now. It's called Waterline. Bud, thanks for joining us and best of luck to you.
Andy, thank you very much for having me.